This program is intended for an audience that is blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the initial broadcast. This is Kurt Benrood with the North Carolina Reading Service, and I want to welcome you to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about upcoming productions on the stage and on the screen that are available with audio description. And let's begin by taking a look at what's going on live here in the Triangle. In Raleigh, it's a little ways down the road, but on March 29th, 3 p.m., Raleigh Little Theater is going to be showing 1776. This will be in their Sutton Theater, where seats are reserved, so the earlier you reserve, the better your selection of seats. Now, Raleigh Little Theater is at 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh. Their box office number is 919-821-3111. Keep in mind that your driver gets a free ticket, so it's like getting this for half price. Make sure you ask for it, and make sure, of course, that you're letting them know that you want the audio-described performance that's happening on March 29th at 3 p.m. So it's the summer of 1776, and the nation is ready to declare independence. If only our founding fathers can agree to do it. 1776 follows John Adams of Massachusetts, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, and Thomas Jefferson of Virginia as they attempt to convince the members of the Second Continental Congress to vote for independence from the shackles of the British monarchy by signing the Declaration of Independence. Now, this seminal event in American history blazes to vivid life in this most unconventional of Broadway hits. Celebrate the semi-quincentennial of the United States at 1776. Now, this is a musical, so we've got music and lyrics by Sherman Edwards. We've got book by Peter Stone. It's based on a concept by Sherman Edwards, and the original Broadway production was directed by Peter Hunt. This production is directed by Patrick Torres, and the tickets are for adults are $33. Students, senior citizens, or military are $30. Remember that you can get a free ticket for your driver if you simply establish that you're taking advantage of the audio-described performance. Now, down the road, there will be other Sunday afternoon audio-described performance. On May 3rd, The Hobbit will be showing in the amphitheater. It's 3 o'clock. And on June 7th, The School of Rock, 3 in the afternoon, will be in their Sutton Theater. Let's jump over to Chapel Hill here, where on Wednesday, March 18th, we'll have an audio-described performance of William Shakespeare's Macbeth at 7:30 in the evening. Playmakers Repertory Company is the producer of this, and it's at 120 Country Club Road in Chapel Hill. Now, what can we say about William Shakespeare's Macbeth? Well, let's start by saying what Playmakers has to say about this particular season. They say, we're bringing you a season filled with heart, humor, and high stakes, where dreams are fought for, traditions are tested, and the unexpected takes center stage. From sharp-witted comedies to poignant new classics, and a thrilling dive into the power of ambition, these stories will captivate your imagination and speak unforgettable conversations. This is a season bursting with passion, resilience, and the joy of live theater. And they tell us that they can't wait to share it with us. And now, given that that's what they have to say about the season, let's see what they've got to say about Macbeth. Now, this is directed by Tracy Bursley. And keep in mind that something wicked this way comes. A warrior's quest for power leads him down a dark and bloody path. As ambition clashes with guilt and paranoia, the lines between reality and illusion blur. Dare to behold this haunting, spirit-filled exploration of what it means to hold the crown. Now, tickets start at $20. And their box office is at 919-962-7529. 2-9. In April, they'll be showing Steel Magnolias. It'll be a Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. show on April 22nd. And so keep that in mind for down the road. Coming over to Durham, here's where we have the closest coming up one. On February 21st, we've got a performance of Hell's Kitchen at 2 p.m. in the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Their address is 123 Vivian Street in Durham. The hit Broadway musical from global superstar Alicia Keys. Welcome to Hell's Kitchen, the hit musical from 17-time Grammy Award-winning Alicia Keys, inspired by her life, her music, and her community. Your journey begins with Allie, a 17-year-old girl full of fire, searching for freedom, passion, and her place in the world. Along the way, you'll meet the musical mentor who challenges her life, her dynamic family, and the neighborhood that helps her grow. Relatable, raw, and refreshingly fun, Hell's Kitchen is a celebration of finding yourself, your purpose, and the people who lift you up. More than matching a performance, this experience pulls you out of your seat and has you buzzing when you leave, wondering who to tell about it first. The music, a mixture of Keys' greatest hits and new songs written exclusively for the show, is brought to life through exhilarating choreography. It's a soundtrack of rebellion, life, and love that speaks to you no matter where you're from, where you've been, or where you're going. Hailed as the New York Times critics' pick that is thrilling from beginning to end, a rare must-see, Hell's Kitchen is directed by four-time Tony Award nominee Michael Greif, with choreography by four-time Tony Award nominee Camille A. Brown, a book by Pulitzer Prize finalist Christopher Diaz, and the music of Alicia Keys. Feel the energy of this multi-award-winning musical and experience where dreams begin, Hell's Kitchen. Now, tickets start at $52, and they go on up from there. The box office number for DPAC is 919-680-2787. Now, down the road, in March, on March 21st, they'll have Stereophonic. It'll be a 2 p.m. show. And on May 9th, a 2 p.m. show is The Great Gatsby. So that's got us covered for Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill. Reaching out to Greensboro on February 28th, they've got Hell's Kitchen at 2 p.m. This is the same Hell's Kitchen that's playing in Durham. So if you were paying attention there, you know all about it. And then on March 1st, which is a Sunday, they'll have a 1 p.m. matinee. And just a quick wrap-up here, the hit Broadway musical from global superstar Alicia Keys. Welcome to Hell's Kitchen, the hit musical from 17-time Grammy Award-winning Alicia Keys, inspired by her life, her music, and her community. Feel the energy of this multi-award-winning musical and experience where dreams begin, Hell's Kitchen. Now, this is shown at the Tanger Center, that's T-A-N-G-E-R. They're located at 300 North Elm Street in Greensboro. Tickets start at $48, and their box office number is 336-333-6500. Now, they've got down the road, there's always at the Tanger Center, they always have a 2 p.m. matinee on Saturday, followed by a 1 p.m. matinee on Sunday. And so what we've got on March 14th at 2 p.m. and March 15th at 1 p.m. is The Sound of Music. April 25th and 26th will be Kimberly Akimbo. May 9th and 10th, Six, The Musical. And on June 6th and 7th, The Notebook. And that wraps up what we've got for live theater in the area here. And for those of you to whom movies is your cup of tea, we've got a pretty wide selection here. Some of them are holdovers from last month. We'll begin with Arco. It's a 2026 movie rated PG. It's action and adventure, animation, sci-fi, and fantasy. Whistle, also 2026, is a horror movie. It's rated R. Arco, by the way, was rated PG. Whistle is rated R. It's a horror movie. Mercy, from 2026, it's a PG-13 action and adventure, crime, drama, sci-fi, and fantasy. Dracula, this is a 2026 version of it. It's rated R, horror, romance, sci-fi, and fantasy. Solo Mio, from 2026, is rated PG. It's a comedy romance. The Strangers, Chapter 3, from 2026, is a horror movie. 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple, from 2026. It's rated R. It's also horror. The Testament of Anne Lee, from 2025. This is rated R. It's a biography, drama, historical, musical. Shelter, from 2026, is rated R. It's action and adventure. It's also a thriller. Send Help, from 2026. It's a rated R. It's a horror thriller. Melania, from 2026. It's rated PG. This is a documentary. Sinners, from 2025. Rated R. It's action and adventure, drama, horror, thriller. And A Private Life, from 2025, is rated R. It's crime, drama, mystery, thriller. Primate, rated R, is a horror flick. SpongeBob movie, The Search for Square Pants, from 2025. It's action and adventure. Anaconda, from 2025. It's rated PG. It's action and adventure. Also a comedy. Marty Supreme, rated 2025, is rated R. It's drama and sports. Song Sung Blue, from 2025. It's rated PG-13. It's a biography, drama, history, musical. And we've got Avatar, Fire and Ash, from 2025, rated PG-13, action and adventure, sci-fi and fantasy, also a thriller. The Housemaid, from 2025, it's rated R. It's a drama thriller. Hamnet, from 2025, it's not rated, but it's action and adventure, crime and thriller. Zootopia 2 is our final one here, and it's from 2025. It's rated PG. It's action and adventure, animation, comedy, crime, and for kids. And now we'll loop back and take a closer look at all of these. Okay, back to the top of the list here. Arco, rated PG. It's action and adventure, animation, sci-fi, and fantasy. It runs an hour and 28 minutes. In 2075, a girl witnesses a mysterious boy in a rainbow suit fall from the sky. He comes from an idyllic far future where time travel is possible. She shelters him and will do whatever it takes to help him return to his time. The directors for this are Hugo Bienvenu and Gilles Casseau. It's written by Hugo Bienvenu and Félix de Giffray. It stars Margot Ringard, Oldra Oscar Tresanini, and Nathaniel Perrault. Whistle, rated R. It's a horror movie, runs 1 hour and 40 minutes. A misfit group of unwitting high school students stumble upon a cursed object, an ancient Aztec death whistle. They discover that blowing the whistle and the terrifying sound it emits will summon their future deaths to hunt them down. This is directed by Corin Hardy. It's written by Owen Edgerton, and it stars Daphne Keene, Sophie Nelis, and Percy Hines-White. Mercy, it's P PG-13, action and adventure, crime, drama, sci-fi, and fantasy. Also a thriller. It runs an hour and 39 minutes. Set in the near future, a detective accused of murdering his wife has 90 minutes to prove his innocence to an advanced AI judge. This is directed by Timur Berkmambetov. It's written by Marco Van Bell. And it stars Chris Pratt, Rebecca Ferguson, and Kaylee Reese. Dracula, rated R. It's a horror, romance, and sci-fi fantasy movie that runs 2 hours and 9 minutes. When a 17th century prince denounces God after the loss of his wife, he inherits an eternal curse. He becomes Dracula, condemned to wander the centuries. He defies fate and death, guided by a single hope, to be reunited with his lost love. This is directed by Luc Besson. The writers are Luc Besson and Bram Stoker. It stars Caleb Landry Jones, Christoph Waltz, and Zoe Bleu. Solo Mio. It's a PG-rated comedy romance that runs an hour and 36 minutes. Left heartbroken in Rome after a wedding disaster, a stranded groom finds his ruined honeymoon transformed by a determined local and a few meddling travelers, proving that sometimes heartbreak is only the beginning. It's directed by Charles and Daniel Kinane. The writers are Kevin James, John Kinane, and Patrick Kinane. It stars Kevin James, Jonathan Rumi, and Kim Coates. Strangers, Chapter 3. It's rated R. It's a horror film. It runs an hour and 31 minutes. In the series' most brutal chapter, Maya collides with the masked killers and finds the only way out of the nightmare is in. It's directed by Rennie Harlan, written by Alan R. Cohen, Alan Friedland, and Brian Bertino. It stars Hannah Galway, Gabrielle Basso, and Emma Horvath. 28 years later, The Bone Temple. It's rated R. It's a horror movie. Runs 1 hour and 49 minutes. As Spike is inducted into Jimmy Crystal's gang on the mainland, Dr. Kelson makes a discovery that could alter the world. Director is Nia DaCosta. Written by Alex Garland. It stars Jack O'Connell, Alfie Williams, and Connor Newell. The Testament of Anne Lee, rated R. It's a biography, drama, history, musical. Runs 2 hours and 17 minutes. Anne Lee, the founding leader of the Shaker movement, proclaimed as the female Christ by her followers. It depicts her establishment of a utopian society and the Shakers' worship through song and dance. This is based on real events, directed by Mona Fastvold, written by Mona Fastvold and Brady Corbett, and it stars Amanda Seyfried, Lewis Pullman, and Thomason McKenzie. Shelter, rated R, it's action, adventure, thriller, runs an hour and 47 minutes. A recluse on a remote Scottish island rescues a girl from the sea, unleashing a perilous sequence of events that culminate in an attack on his home, compelling him to face his turbulent history. The director is Rick Roman Waugh. The writer is Ward Perry, and this stars Jason Statham, Bodhi Ray Bricknacht, and Michael Schaefer. Send Help, it's rated R. It's a horror thriller that runs an hour and 53 minutes. An employee and her insufferable boss become stranded on a deserted island, the only survivors of a plane crash. Here they must overcome past grievances and work together to make it out alive. It's directed by Sam Raimi. The writers are Damian Shannon and Mark Swift. It stars Rachel McAdams, Dylan O'Brien, and Edil Ismail. Melania, rated PG, is a documentary running an hour and 44 minutes. An intimate chronicle offers a rare glimpse into the life of Melania Trump, exploring her role as First Lady and her relationship with the President. It's directed by Brett Ratner. It stars Melania Trump herself, Hervé Pierre, and Adam Leaps. Sinners, rated R, is action and adventure, drama, horror, thriller, runs 2 hours and 17 minutes. Trying to leave their troubled lives behind, twin brothers return to their hometown to start again, only to discover that an even greater evil is waiting to welcome them back. Director is Ryan Coogler, who also wrote the script, and it stars Michael B. Jordan, Jack O'Connell, and Haley Steinfeld. A Private Life is rated R. It's a crime, drama, mystery thriller. The renowned psychiatrist Lillian Steiner mounts a private investigation into the death of one of her patients, whom she is convinced has been murdered. The director is Rebecca Zlotowski. The writers are Anne Barest, Rebecca Zlotowski, and Gail Massey. It stars Jodie Foster, Daniel Oatwheel, and Virginie Efira. Primate, rated R, is a horror movie, runs an hour and 29 minutes. A group of friends' tropical vacation turns into a terrifying primal tale of horror and survival. Directed by Johannes Roberts, written by Johannes Roberts and Ernest Riera. It stars Johnny Sequoia, Jess Alexander, and Troy Kotsur. SpongeBob Movie, Search for Square Pants, is rated PG. It's action and adventure. It's animation, comedy, kids and family, sci-fi, and fantasy. Runs an hour and 28 minutes. It's directed by Derek Dryman. The writers are Pam Brady, Matt Lieberman, and Mark Cetarelli. It stars Tom Kenny, Clancy Brown, and Roger Bumpus. Anaconda is rated PG-13. It's action and adventure, also a comedy. Runs an hour and 39 minutes. A group of friends are going through a midlife crisis. They decide to make a favorite movie from their youth, but encounter unexpected events when they enter the jungle. This is directed by Tom Gormican. It's written by Tom Gormican, Kevin Etten, and Hans Bauer. It stars Jack Black, Paul Rudd, and Steve Zahn. Marty Supreme is rated R. It's a drama sports movie. It's 2 hours and 29 minutes. Marty Mauser, a young man with a dream that no one respects, goes to hell and back in pursuit of greatness. It's directed by Josh Safdie, written by Josh Safdie and Ronald Bronstein. It stars Timothy Chalamet, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Odessa Azian. Song Sung Blue, it's a PG-13 biography, drama, history, music, musical, runs 2 hours and 12 minutes. Lightning and Thunder, a Milwaukee husband and wife Neil Diamond tribute act, experience soaring success and devastating heartbreak in their musical journey together. It's directed by Craig Brewer, written by Craig Brewer and Greg Coase. It stars Hugh Jackman, Kate Hudson, and Ella Anderson. Avatar, Fire and Ash. It's rated PG-13. It's action and adventure, sci-fi and fantasy, also a thriller. And this is the longest of this week's movies. It runs 3 hours and 17 minutes. Jake and Neytiri's family grapples with grief, encountering a new, aggressive Na'vi tribe, the Ash People, who are led by the fiery Varang, as the conflict on Pandora escalates and a new moral focus emerges. This is directed by James Cameron. It's written by James Cameron, Rick Jaffa, and Amanda Silver. It stars Sam Worthington, Zoe Saldarriaga, and Sigourney Weaver. The Housemaid is rated R. It's a drama thriller, runs 2 hours and 11 minutes. A struggling young woman is relieved by the chance for a fresh start as a maid for a wealthy couple. Soon she discovers that the family's secrets are far more dangerous than her own. Directed by Paul Feig, the writers are Rebecca Sonnenschein and Freda McFadden. It stars Sydney Sweeney, Amanda Seyfried, and Brandon Sklenar. Hamnet, it's action and adventure and a crime thriller. It runs 2 hours and 5 minutes. This is the story of Agnes and Will. She is a healer. He is a writer. It's also the story of their children, Susanna, their firstborn, and their twins, Judith and Hamnet. It's also the story of their small village in 16th century England. More to the point, it's a story of the lives, and especially the deaths from plague in their times. The story is told from the point of view of Agnes, and therein lies its power. This is directed by Chloe Zhao, and the writers are Chloe Zhao and Maggie O'Farrell, Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal, and Zach Wishart are the stars. And finally, Zootopia 2, rated PG. It's action and adventure, animation, comedy, crime, kids and family. It runs an hour and 48 minutes. A brave rabbit cop, Judy Hopps, and her friend the fox, Nick Wilde, team up again to crack a new case, the most perilous and intricate of their careers. This is directed by Jared Bush and Byron Howard. It's written by Jared Bush, and the stars are Jennifer Goodman, Jason Bateman, and Kei Hui Kwan. And all of the movies mentioned in this broadcast are available at theaters run by Cinemark, Regal, or AMC. For Cinemark, you can get their schedule by going to cinemark.com/movies. That's CINEMARK.com. For Regal, go to regmovies.com. And for AMC, it's AMC.com. And that's it for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Hopefully, this information will be useful. Remember, the program will be in podcast after the broadcast, so you can double-check anything you like. I'm Kurt Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.